Hey, we got a little bit of a different format this morning. Last weekend, our students were at summer camp, and that's why you would notice there were about 20 of us that were gone last weekend, and they all seem to be right here now. But they are back with us and full of new stories, and so I thought it would be a great idea for us to take some time this morning and share those stories with us. And so we're going to have some of their leaders and some of their students share. But before that, I thought it would be good. Let's just kind of, and I'll hand it off to Pastor Jordan. But before we bring him up, I thought it'd be good just to kind of show you a little recap of the kinds of things that they experienced last week.
Raindrops rolling off my brim. Street lights got the pavement. Down, I fall into your arms, right where I belong, your everlasting arms. And where would I be without you? I'd be packing my bags when I need to stay. I'd be chasing every breeze that blows my way. I'd be building my kingdom just to watch it fade away. It's true, that's me without you.
Guys, camp was awesome. How cool is that? Hey, so we had an absolute blast at camp. It was so much fun, but the biggest thing that happened is God moved at camp. And in these students' lives, he did big things. And so the last day at camp, we all go down to the lake, and we were going to take communion together. And one of the things I thought would be cool is if we shared what God had done over the past 3 days. Guys, they had to drag us out of there. We were by far the last group done. We're down there. We're still praying. We're still sharing. We're still celebrating everything God did. They're like, guys, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. You need to go to bed. Like, we have another day tomorrow. It was so incredible. So I thought rather than me standing up here and telling you all these different stories, I thought it'd be really cool if they could come up and share their stories, students and leaders, because God moved in all of us. He was in that place. It was incredible. So where's Hayden Ortez? Hayden Ortez is going to kick us off and just share exactly what God did in his life through these students and through camp.
All right. No, none of that, none of that. All right, so it's really cool. So you have a very different perspective going to camp as a leader. You're there to kind of, like, serve the students and everything. But I always have a simple prayer. It's like, God, whenever I go to camp, I pray that you just completely wreck me. And I told the students this. He did. Basically, a little precursor. I actually have been to this camp for several years as a student, as a leader at another church, and this was the second year that I've actually been as a youth leader. And, man, just kind of going back into the past, this is where I felt like God called me into ministry. And I may cry, so bear with me. Just remembering that time when just being in the presence of God, just hearing his voice was just so powerful. And literally one day back in the past, God said, you're going to be a pastor one day. And a lot of times this, you know, hearing God's voice at camp, you kind of like, yeah, God, sure, whatever. Like, you're not going to call me to that. But God, I mean, he's doing so many things to different students, and it's just incredible. And that point was my life being changed, my time hearing his voice. Well, flash forward, you know, 7 years later, and I'm watching these students just completely dive in and just reach after God. And it was just so incredible. And so that actually really changed my life, just watching the way they went after God and just doing everything they could to get, like, deeper with him and just really going after it. So, I mean, heads up to them. They're sitting over here leading the leaders. So that was pretty cool. The next thing is we kind of had this moment, and so you might hear Jordan or some of the other students talk about it, where Jordan got to go around and anoint us with oil. And I thought it was cool because he went around in a circle, and this is really weird. He would touch our ear, he would touch our thumb, and he would touch our toes, which you're probably like, feet, they're gross. Why would he do that? But it was just kind of saying, we want you to hear the voice of God. We want your hands to work for God, and we want you to be able to go and step wherever God calls you to. And as soon as they were talking about that, I'm like, dude, take all my socks off. I'll do both feet. Let's do both my ears. Like, I want the full anointing of God. And it was just so incredible to really just kind of sit back and even as a leader, just really feel God's presence and God's power and just completely destroying everything that I thought God was and just showing me so much more how powerful he is. So that's my story.
Awesome. Praise God. Praise God. Evie, why don't you come on up here? You're going to go next. And by the way, Hayden is going to be an incredible pastor one day, and he is definitely called by God. Evie, go ahead and share.
So with camp, it's kind of like a flashback for me just because when I've been going to camp since I was about 13. It brings back a lot of memories. I might cry too, so just bear with me. When I was 13 years old, I was going through a lot of rough patches in my life. I was going through the loss of my father. I was going through an eating disorder. I was going through a lot of brokenness, a lot of anxiety, depression. Everything's going on in my life. I felt broken. So with camp, it's kind of like a flashback. It kind of sets in my heart and everything, like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm broken. So when I was 13, I went up to the altar call, and the message really hit me because it was talking about forgiveness. It was talking about being restored, renewed. That was something that I really needed in my life. And when, you know, God hit me, he was like, you are broken, but I'm going to fix you. I'm going to renew your heart. I'm going to restore your life. And within the past 10 years, he did. And he blessed me with an amazing fiance. He blessed me with these amazing students. And literally camp this past week, it kind of hit me again because I was like, oh my gosh, like I really got close with these girls and these guys here. They're like siblings to me almost, especially with the leaders. You guys are like family to me. And I just want to thank you for that. And And you guys are just a complete blessing. And I'm so glad that God hit you too this past weekend. It was really amazing to see, and it's amazing to watch you guys grow.
I think that's so cool how there's something about like being at camp with all these people that have hearts and open, that are open and ready to just experience God. And I know that happens for me when I go back too, and I think about what God did in my life as a student, and seeing that happen with these students, it's absolutely incredible. Ray, why don't you come on up here and have you share?
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Good morning, guys. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much to all the parents, you know, for allowing your students to go to camp. You know, it's a great investment. Very similar to what Evie said, you know, these students, you know, they're like family to us. We love them, you know, and we just thank you so much for allowing us to take care of them for the week. It was awesome. So I might cry too. Just God's awesome. The biggest thing that God did for me was, you know, I've been walking in ministry now for about 7 years, you know. So when I first started in ministry, I was on fire. I was just going after it. I was going to be a youth pastor. I was going to be like, hey, I'm going to go to Bible school. I went to Bible school. I was at school. I was all in 100%, you know, getting wrecked every single day for God. And then after when I got out of Bible school, it just went straight down. Going through the motions. Just living your life. I'm a Christian. I love the Lord. I'm not going to read my Bible. I'm not going to pray. But I'm going to show everyone face to face that, hey, I'm a Christian. I'm going to raise my hands. But on the inside, I was dying. Because I knew the goodness of the Lord. I saw what he could do, you know, in students in my life and even in kids' ministry. And I was just burnt out. And I just was trying to figure out, Lord, like, what's the purpose of my life? What's the calling of my life? You know, and I was just going through the motions, going through the motions, going through the motions, which I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that does that. You know, there's come seasons in life where, you know, you're on fire and there's seasons where you just kind of die out. But it's in those seasons that God reminded me that that's when you have to press in the most. When you're not feeling God's love, when you're feeling distant from God, that's when you have to seek it. And it's going to take work. You're going to have to physically train yourself to read the Bible instead of watching ESPN. You have to pray. You have to pray instead of going to the movies. You know? And I remember, I think it was on the second night, I was just looking at all the students. They all kind of got on one little section of the left side of the auditorium there. And I just looked at them from a distance, and they were going after God, man. Like, I wish you guys could have seen it. They were all in. Everyone pretty much was crying. It was just the most amazing sight to see. And then God just reminded me, that was you. You were like that. What's wrong with you? And that's just, God just broke me. I just was bawling and bawling and bawling and bawling. And it just reminded me that, you know, the fire that was inside of them, it wasn't me once. And I just went after him. And I just said, you know what? No more walking through the motions. I'm just going to go 100%. And I'm going to get back to where I once was. And I'm going to read my Bible every single day. And it was because of them. You know, like what Jordan was saying and Hayden, they're saying, like, you know, these students minister to us, you know, as leaders. And it was just the most amazing sight to see. And I thank you so much, students, for seeking God 100%. You guys are amazing. You guys are awesome. And we love you so much. And we prayed this on the last night when we were there by the lake. And literally they were trying to, like, they were like, hey, you have to go sing this song. And we're like, we're not going to sing a song. We're here, like, going 100% after God. We don't care about this good night song. Like, who cares about that? Like, this is more important than a good night song, guys. Like, we're trying to get focused here. So it was funny. And then, you know, it was what it was. But, and then the very last thing we said to you guys was, when you guys go home, don't let this fire die. You know, it's so easy to get home and go through the motions, get back to, you know, your schoolwork and just kind of play your Minecraft, get on your video games, you know, and just do the same thing. And you kind of almost forget about this amazing experience that God did for you guys this past weekend. And we pray that this fire that's inside of you guys will not die. Pray, read your Bibles. You know, if you have an hour of time and you can spend that hour of time playing video games, take a little bit of that time, just get on your knees and just pray and seek God. I just pray that this fire never runs out and you guys just go after God 100% from here on out. Love you guys. Thank you.
Awesome. That was so good, so good. All right, Tyler. We're going to keep this moving. You're our first student to come up here. Tyler, go ahead and share what God did at camp in your life.
So, hi guys. As you know, I'm Tyler. Like my very good ministers here, Jordan, Hayden, Evie, Karen, Ray, have said, these guys are my family now. I trust them more than ever, and I see them as brothers and sisters and fathers and uncles and good friends. And when I was there in that auditorium, I looked around and I saw my friends on their knees and just raising their hands and crying, and I just saw so much love and so much compassion there. And I just realized I'm on my knees and hands and I'm crying too, and I felt the Lord's love and forgiveness, and I realized I could do so much with that. And I realized I was forgiven for what all that was in my past and all the mistakes I had made, my anger, my issues, and I realized I could love so much more than I could already at that time. And I thank you guys for that. Thank you, Jordan.
Awesome. Awesome. And that first night at camp, I want to share this. Tyler rededicated his life to God that night. You guys, celebrate that. That's incredible. That is incredible. Yeah. God definitely moved in his life. Sophia, come on up here. She may take an hour. She literally, so the entire camp, like, the speaker, Kyle, is walking around. He's like, I want to hear what God did in your life. She was, like, the first one to raise her hand. And he goes over there, and she was awesome and just shared her testimony with the entire camp. And I'm pumped about this.
Yeah. So the first day of camp, it was just, I thought it was going to be just all fun and games. And when I got to service, it was something completely different. I felt like I could open up to God. Like, my parents told me before camp that camp can change your life. Don't go there just for fun and games. But, I mean, I didn't really get it because I've never been to a youth camp before. But when I got there, it was so amazing. Like, I felt joy from God while worshiping. I never raised my hands when I was worshiping, and I did that there, and I was jumping up and down. And the second day of camp, I was speaking in tongues, and so was a whole bunch of the other youth students. And it was so amazing. And the pastor talked about how to open up to the lost, and I really needed to hear that because there's someone in my life that I really want to open up to and teach him about Jesus.
Awesome. And now I'm tearing up. So now all of the leaders have started crying. Sydney, come on up here. Sydney Giddens. Here you go. Go ahead and share.
So before I went to camp, I was at a private school for most of my life, and I would always read my Bible and I'd pray because there we would have our Bible class, so we would pray every day, and we would read our Bibles in school, and we had to buy a Bible for school, so I always had to read it. And then when I went to public school, I stopped reading my Bible and I stopped praying every day, only sometimes when I would remember someone I needed to pray for or whenever I was thinking about something and I needed to read about it. But then, and I would go to all these camps, and I would always say, oh, I'm going to change this time. I'm going to start reading my Bible again. And I would for like a week or two, and then I would stop. So then when I went to this camp, it really hit me that I needed to keep reading my Bible, and I needed to keep praying. So now I know that this time that I really will.
Praise God. That it's so important in our relationship with God, right? You all know that. Like, if you're not reading your Bible and praying, that's how we hear from God. That's how we talk to God. It's vital to keep your relationship strong with him. And that's so awesome to see that you're dedicating, like, you're saying, that's going to happen. No more of that. All right. Elijah, where are you? Elijah Kosak. Come on up here. Give it up for Eli.
So, hi. first of all, while we were at camp, I really experienced like a passion, and just we were going after God, and I'm not really like that on a regular basis, and it was just something entirely new, and it was awesome that, and I think all of us were really just going after God, and it was just an amazing thing. And then that second day when we were sitting there listening to the pastor preach, I felt like God just kind of hit me and told me I need to spend more time with him. I need to read my Bible. I need to pray, because I don't do that all that often. When I have free time, I just kind of do what I want. I, you know, go play a game or something. I don't spend a whole lot of time with God. So I really felt like God hit me then. And then that same day, I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And and it was just an amazing experience.
Awesome, awesome. We had five students baptized in the Holy Spirit at camp. Like, how incredible is that? Chloe, come on up here. Come on up here. Chloe Fields.
So I read my Bible every day, but I'd always rush through it, and I wasn't really thinking about it much. And it was like a chore every day, but since I went to camp, I just realized how amazing God really is and all that he can do. And I'm excited. I want to go talk to people about Jesus. I want to reach people. And I'm just so, like, amazed by God. And all of my friends were, like, I looked around and, like, 80% of the people there were crying. And I think everyone just realized that God is just so awesome and he can do everything and anything. And I'm just amazed that God is so good.
God is good. We're a bunch of babies, every one of us. We're all crying, all camp. Ethan, come on up here.
Okay, so for me, it may take a little while, but I'm going to recap everything that happened for me at camp. So on that first day at camp, you know, there was a lot of, like, during the altar call, he had been, it was when people were, like, being saved for the first time or rededicating their lives to Christ. But, like, at the final part, it was to let go of your sins. Like, and so for me, my thing was, I struggle with anger a lot, and so I asked God to help me with that. And it wasn't like this big aha moment, I will never be angry again, you know, but like I can tell you I've been angry since camp, but I do feel like that, I do feel like that God can help me with that because, I mean, he is so good. So I'm going to skip ahead now to the third day at camp and save the second for last. So on that third day, he was talking about like the passion for the lost and to go reach people, and so I asked God to give me that passion. And again, it wasn't quite like, wow, I'm jumping up and down. I've got to go tell everyone I see on the streets. Everyone I see, I'm going to bring to church. But, I mean, I did feel that, like, I really do want to save people. Like, I want to bring them to youth group or to church, and I want to bring them to Christ. Because, I mean, I play baseball and stuff like that. And, you know, I have opportunities to reach people, and I don't. So that was cool. But really, I think a really cool thing from camp is on that second day, he had talked about, like, getting the gift of the Holy Spirit and, you know, like, our calling. So I remember back in kids camp a couple years back, I had asked God for the gift of the Holy Spirit and to speak in tongues. And so I remember I never actually did speak in tongues then, and I had been really, really disappointed then. But so I asked again this year, and I know you're expecting that I did, but I still actually didn't. So, you know, that's part of what I'm talking about now. And so as well as about the calling and stuff, like where I want to be, you know, where God wants for me. But again, I didn't quite hear his voice about that. But, you know, I just know that for both of these that I can trust God, that he has a perfect timing for everything. And that, you know, like, for, you know, maybe I'll speak in tongues one day next year at camp or sitting alone in my room a couple years from now. Or, you know, like maybe God will lay his calling on me now, or maybe I'll be in college and he'll say, hey, this is what I want you to do. So, you know, I just know that I can trust God for his perfect timing for everything, that he knows best.
You can put that back right here. Amen. That's absolutely incredible. I love Ethan's testimony there about, I think that's so perfect for every single person in this room. God's timing is perfect. It's perfect. It doesn't matter if it has to do with your family, your job, whatever it is. God's timing is perfect, and trusting him is always going to be better than us trying to do it on our own. I think that's so mature and so awesome. When Ethan shared that at camp, like, every one of us leaders were like, Oh my gosh. Yes, that is true. We needed to hear that. So I thought that was so good. Hey, worship team, you guys can come on up here. I'm not going to talk very long. So, guys, that's incredible. You can see why I didn't want to just stand up here and talk the entire time. I wanted you guys to hear through these students what God did. God moved at camp. It was absolutely incredible what God did here at camp. And I think that started with one thing, and that started with worship. It started with worship. That first night, we had students come in with an open heart, and they went after God. I heard multiple students say just now, we went after God, we went after God, we went after God. They went after God in worship, and God's presence was there, and he moved. I want to read in Psalm 95, 1 through 7. It says, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise for him. For the Lord is a great God, a great king above all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest mountains. The sea belongs to him, for he made it. His hands formed by the dry land too. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. If only you would listen to his voice today. I want to talk about the physical actions in those verses. In verse 2, it says, thanksgiving. It says, let us come to him with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is derived from the word yada, and that means to extend a hand, to reach out a hand. And that's why we do that in worship. This is a sign of thanksgiving to God. This is a sign of saying, God, I thank you for who you are and what you have done. Guys, there is purpose in your physical actions that you do, and God will move when you do that. Go on. In verses 5 and 6, it says, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. There is purpose in this. You are not just humbling yourself, getting on your knees, but you are exalting God above. There is purpose in your physical actions. And it says in the last verse, I love it, we are the people he watches over, the flock under his care. If only you would listen to his voice today. Guys, when you go after God, you will hear his voice. His presence is there. And that's what happened with these students, and that's where it started. So I can't think of a better way to celebrate what God did than us as a church family standing up and going after God. And I want to challenge every single person in this room, whether you've done it before or not, to physically go after God, physically acknowledge what he has done, because he is worthy. So I want everybody in here to stand up, stand up. And I'm going to pray real quick, and then we're going to worship. And I want every person in here, just as these students said, go after God. He's worthy. God, we thank you for what you did at camp. I thank you for the lives that you changed, Lord. I thank you for how you're going to use every single one of these students, how this was a turning point for many of them, for their future to live out their lives for you, God. God, I pray that this passion and this fire that they have inside of them would never burn out, but they would be full on for you for the rest of their lives, God. God, we love you, and we praise you, and we thank you for what you have done. Amen.